Armed with Truth is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications experts and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. Welcome to Armed with Truth, a podcast for youth. I'm your host, Lisa Bruneel. My goal here is to empower the youth of today to become a sin-resistant generation. You youth are bombarded by Satan's temptations on every side, especially when it comes to immorality, lust, and pornography. I want to talk about truths that can strengthen you, safeguard you, and bring greater power into your life through the Savior Jesus Christ. Let's get started and be armed with truth. Today's episode is all about the truths surrounding God's love. Ask yourself, what is Heavenly Father's personal message for you right now in this podcast? The Holy Ghost will testify to you of the exact message Heavenly Father has for you right now, today. In junior high, I had a newspaper delivery route. Now, maybe I need to stop right here and fill you in on what a newspaper actually is. Not the electronic version, but the actual thin papered version with ink that you could hold in your hands and turn pages. I personally don't even know when the last time I held a newspaper was. But back to the story. I had a paper route. It consisted of somewhere around 150 customers, and actually, my brother just older than me and my brother just younger than me, they had paper routes as well. It was a pretty great way to make money then. Every morning, the Idaho Statesman would deliver bundles of newspapers on our driveway. We would spread out blankets in the living room to protect the carpet from the black ink, and we would bring the bundles inside. Then we each had a space in the living room floor to roll the newspapers into a roll, put a blue rubber band around them, and stuff them into special bags designed to sling over our shoulders. I can remember even the smell of the papers, the tired eyes, the occasional scuffle between me and my brothers. After we had rolled the papers, we would load them in our big van, and my mom would drop us all off in the dark. No cell phones, invented. In the dark. Did I say in the dark? She would go on her morning run while the three of us ran our routes, tossing the papers onto doorsteps of the customers. It really was like you see in the movies from the 80s. When we finished, our mom would come back and pick each one of us up individually in the places where we finished. We would get home somewhere around like 6:30 and get ready for school. I have some great paper route stories. Throwing papers on roofs, getting chased by dogs, even once coming close to getting struck by lightning. But one particular morning, I woke up to my 5 a.m. alarm, and much to my dismay, it was raining. Paper routes were such a pain in the rain. You had to bag the papers in individual plastic bags. You had to be super careful to toss them in dry places and try to keep from getting wet or getting the papers wet as you carried them in the bags. In the process, I usually got completely drenched. So there I was in my bed. My 5 a.m. alarm had gone off, and I was dreading my paper route. Grumbling and tired, I said a seemingly impossible prayer and asked Heavenly Father to stop the rain. Just moments later, the rain abruptly stopped. I was shocked. I sat there for a few minutes. Had I imagined it? No, I was certain. It had been raining, and now it wasn't. right there in that moment, I was engulfed in the knowledge that God had heard my prayer and answered. I felt his love. He had heard me. That is the absolute very best feeling that I have ever experienced in my life, and it's happened many times since. It's the feeling and the knowledge that God personally loves me. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland said, "The first great truth of eternity is that God loves us with all of his heart, might, mind, and strength. That love is the foundation stone of eternity, and it should be the foundation stone of our daily life." Isn't that a beautiful quote? The foundation stone of our daily life. There have been times in my life when I have felt God's love for me so strong that I cannot deny it. Times when it has been the foundation stone of my daily life. But there have also been times in my life when I wondered, questioned, doubted, even times when I felt I could feel nothing at all from him. I believe those are the times when I lose sight of the truth. We know that God's work and glory is to bring to pass the immortality and eternal life of man. That means he wants to see us make it, and he wants to help us inherit eternal life. His work and his glory is us. Why? Because we are his children. You are a child of God, and he loves you. So it is a foundational truth that we all need to be taught, and then we need to be reminded of it over and over and over again. Why? Because crazy enough, we forget it. We forget that he knows us and loves us. And man, does Satan celebrate when we forget about truth. Satan would love to disrupt, tarnish, strain, even sever our relationship with our Heavenly Father. He wants us to lose sight of our divine identity as sons and daughters of God. He wants to put space between you and your Heavenly Father, to separate you from his love. Satan's biggest tool for separating us is tempting us to sin. When we sin, we go against God's commandments, and we naturally feel a separation from our Heavenly Father. Satan then immediately attacks us by whispering thoughts that now that we have sinned, we should turn away from God. We fall victim to this trap of thinking that we have to be perfect or flawless or sinless even to be loved by God. There is this notion out there that somehow we have to be worthy to have God's love. I don't know about you, but I have had those thoughts in my life, and I especially struggled with them as a teenager. Almost like quiet, subtle whisperings, and then they came even louder when I sinned. I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in this erroneous thinking. Satan most likely uses these whisperings on everyone. Has he used them on you? It turns out the whispers are lies. The real truth is that God's love has nothing to do with worthiness. We are his children. He loves us no matter what weaknesses we have, no matter what sins we commit. I love the time-honored quote from President Thomas S. Monson. "God's love is there for you. Whether or not you feel you deserve love, it is simply always there." That means that you are not bad, flawed, or broken when you fall to sin. You are human, and you are God's child. You are worthy of his love. When we sin, our Heavenly Father wants us to come to him. Remember, sin and mistakes were part of his plan. He isn't surprised by our sins. He isn't even disgusted. He planned for them, so much so that in his ultimate act of love, he provided a way for us to repent and return to him. He provided a Savior, his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. We don't have to be worthy of God's love. We actually can't even earn it. It's true that many of God's blessings are dependent on our obedience and our worthiness, but his love is not. Remember, his love for us is simply there. This truth is so important, but so easy to forget. Consider what happens with the sins of immorality, lust, and pornography. These are some of the most destructive temptations that Satan uses to separate us from God. These temptations are so effective at separating us because they are steeped in shame. Let's talk for just a minute about shame and what it is. To understand shame, we have to understand one thing about Satan. He is a master counterfeiter. He makes good things seem evil and evil seem good. Immorality, lust, and pornography are Satan's counterfeits to true and lasting love. And shame is his counterfeit to guilt. Let me explain. There is a big difference between guilt and shame. Guilt comes from Heavenly Father. It lets us know when we've done something wrong. It helps us to feel godly sorrow. It leads us to the Savior and helps us to know that we can repent, to make restitution, and to feel hope. Our guilt can be swallowed up by the Savior as we turn to Him in humility and repentance. Shame, on the other hand, comes from Satan. It's different. It is his counterfeit to guilt, and it causes a destructive thought pattern. Shame promotes the beliefs that something's wrong with us, that we are broken, flawed, or defective. Shame plants thoughts such as, I am sick, I am disgusting, I am evil. Other shame-based thoughts are thoughts like, I can't repent again, I'll never change, I'll never be forgiven, I don't belong here, I'm a terrible person, no one here would love me if they knew the truth, my parents wouldn't love me or even want me if they knew what I did or who I really am. Shame drives us away from Heavenly Father and from those who love us. What lies of shame has Satan whispered to your heart? When we fall to the temptations of lust, immorality, and pornography, our ability to feel the Spirit weakens, and it makes us more susceptible to shame and to Satan's influence. But as soon as we take the first step toward God, even as we utter the first prayer for help, we will discover that He is there. He has not abandoned us. He does love us, and He waits to help us and lead us along to the path of repentance. He is there, and He has been there the whole time, loving us. Have you felt God's love before? How about lately? If you haven't felt God's love recently, maybe you're looking for it in the wrong place. Have you ever heard the words to the old song, "Looking for love in all the wrong places"? There's my great singing voice for y'all. Seriously, we look for God's love in all the wrong places. We look for Him to show it to us by giving us specific blessings that we think we should be getting, or specific answers that we've asked for. We look for Him to make our life easier or to take away pain, trials, and hard things. But here's another truth to remember. Adversity, weakness, sin, those are all part of Heavenly Father's plan for us. And even more important, they're essential for our progression. Let me say that more clearly. Adversity, sin, and weakness are part of Heavenly Father's plan. He gave them to us so that we could learn and grow and become like Him. Sin, weakness, and adversity, they're actually evidence of His love. Evidence. We have them because He loves us. We're used to looking for love in all the wrong places, but expanding our view to include all of the hard things in life as evidence of God's love, it's kind of mind-blowing. And then when we add in all the other manifestations of His love, like the beauty of nature or the miracle of life, the gospel, eternal relationships, and so many more, we can see that His love literally surrounds us. Sometimes I recognize and feel His love in really big ways, like personal miracles or huge blessings. But most of the time, I recognize God's love in little ways, a sunset, a green light when I'm overwhelmed and running late, maybe a small prompting to text a friend, or an act of kindness from a family member to me, even just a sense of peace in a difficult time. When I'm actually looking for His love in my life, I see it so much clearer all around me. One thing that can help you to feel God's love is to keep a gratitude journal. Every day, write down 3 things you're grateful for. This simple practice gets you looking for His love in your life, looking for it in all the right places. If you start looking for it, even in the little things, I guarantee you'll see it. God's love really is the most wonderful and most amazing thing possible. Do you remember the fruit in Lehi's dream? It represented the love of God. God's love is sweet above all that is sweet. That fruit, the sweetest thing possible, that love for you and me, it is simply always there. Look for it. Feel it. Let it engulf you every day. Here are today's truth takeaways. You are a child of God and He loves you always. You don't have to be sinless or worthy to receive God's love. Shame comes from Satan. Adversity, sin, and weakness are evidence of God's love. When you sin, Heavenly Father wants you to come to Him. You will see His love more clearly when you look for it. Let's return to our first question. What is the personal message God has for you today? Is He inviting you to learn more about a specific truth, to make a change, or take a specific action? As you act on the truths you have learned, greater power will come into your life, the power and strength to follow Jesus Christ. I can't wait to hear what you do. You can let me know on Facebook and Instagram at Armed with Truth Podcast. Keep coming back. Heavenly Father has so much more in store for you here on Armed with Truth. Welcome to the Treasure Valley and Boise, the City of Trees. As one of the fastest growing areas in the entire nation, finding the right home is only as important as finding the right realtor. And who better in the Treasure Valley than Regina Collins Realtor? Licensed in both Idaho and California and self-employed since 1999, Regina Collins prides herself on a strong business and marketing background. With years of experience owning and operating full-staffed businesses, Regina Collins is ready to work for you. Specializing in relocation, veterans and military families, listings, buyers, commercial, new homes, contingencies, and solar, Regina Collins is able to offer the whole package for her buyers. Whether you are new to Boise, want a better lifestyle for you and your family, or just want to get to know this area better, Regina Collins is honored to help you with this process. For more, visit reginaforhomes.com. Thanks for joining me here today on Armed with Truth. As we learn truth together, we become more valiant disciples of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a stronger part of His battalion, and a truly sin-resistant generation.